Hi, I'm Jill Shaw, ESG and Sustainability Lead at A&L Goodbody. I'm joined today by Kristen Reid, a Senior Associate on our Environmental and Planning team, to speak about climate transition plans. In our ESG research report earlier in the year, we asked participants whether they had adopted a climate transition plan, and if so, whether it was prepared on a voluntary basis or with a view to complying with upcoming regulatory requirements. 21% of companies surveyed have adopted a climate transition plan, with a further 31% of companies in the process of adopting one. For those that haven't started yet or haven't previously considered preparing a climate transition plan, Kristen, can you tell us why climate transition plans are important for businesses?
Yes, sure, Jill. A climate transition plan is basically a company's strategic roadmap for how it will adapt its business to a low carbon economy by setting science-based targets, developing actions to achieve these targets, and making investments to cut emissions and align with climate neutrality goals. They're important because they help businesses put in place manageable strategies to mitigate climate risks. They give investors, regulators, and stakeholders confidence that a company is taking steps to meet climate goals, protect itself from reputational or legal risks, and potentially even access financing more easily.
And Kirsten, how can businesses get started in preparing a plan? Are there any specific resources available to them?
Well, firstly, the content of the climate transition plan will depend on whether the company preparing the plan will have specific obligations under legislation that requires the preparation of such plans. In terms of resources, there are a number of resources. And again, this will depend on the sector the company is in and whether they have specific obligations under legislation. For example, companies that are registered with the Eco-Management and Audit Scheme can use EMAS verified data as a starting point to assist with the preparation of a transition plan. Also, for companies that come under the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive and are therefore subject to sustainability reporting requirements, the disclosure requirements set out in the European Sustainability Reporting Standards, or EFRAG's Draft Implementation Guidance on Transition Plans for Climate Change Mitigation, can be a helpful starting point. There are also voluntary frameworks, such as the Transition Plan Task Force Disclosure Framework, which provides helpful resources for those looking to prepare a climate transition plan. For those in the financial services regulated space, the Central Bank of Ireland has also published an information note on transition plans, which highlights the importance of credible transition plans as a means to build resilience and sets out the central bank's expectations on transition plans.
Thank you, Kristen. And if anyone wants to find out more information on this, we have prepared an article on climate transition plans, which is available on our ESG and sustainability webpage. Thank you.